All right, it's a Tuesday. You know what that means. Dial the Doc program here today from FHN. Clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services out of FHN. Dawn Zilke's with us here today. Hey, Dawn, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you. Let's talk about healthy eating because National Nutrition Month now. And that's what March is, which gives us all the opportunity to reflect on our eating habits. This year's theme is Eat Right, Bite by Bite. What does that mean to you as a nutrition and dietary professional, Dawn?
Yeah, so Eat Right, Bite by Bite is a campaign by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. And to me, healthy eating doesn't have to be like a complete overhaul of our food and drink choices, but we can, you know, see the value in making small changes to our diets. Because these small steps can lead to not only healthier eating over time, but become healthy habits that we can stick to.
And what are some of the good ways to make healthier choices when we're grocery shopping for foods to eat at home and at the same time as well also eating out? Tell us about that.
Right. I think planning our meals each week and having a grocery list is very important. If we can't do the whole week, I think at least planning a couple of healthy meals each week, you know, so that we can be prepared when we go grocery shopping. Not only does this help us to make healthier choices, but we end up saving money, decreasing food waste, and then you actually have a plan for your items when you bring them home. I find it's easier just to even organize our list by the aisle for easier and faster shopping. Also, I think using the nutrition facts label can be very helpful. This can help us to choose more whole grains, less processed items, and, you know, and just in generally speaking, the more ingredients the food item has, likely the more processed it is.
And then what about eating out? What's your thought there?
So eating out, I think as long as we can be prepared, you know, look at the menu items beforehand so you have a plan in place. I also think that if you can stay away from, of course, fried, cheesy, crispy, crunchy, those can be kind of trigger foods that mean that they might be higher in fat and calories. So maybe aim for, you know, making half of your plate from non-starchy vegetables, salads, and really choosing things that are, you know, baked, broiled, steamed, grilled. Those are generally healthier options.
We're talking to Dawn Zilke here today, clinical dietitian, food and service and nutrition services at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. I've also heard in terms of at the grocery store, back to that, Dawn, it's a good idea not to go to the grocery store when you're hungry as well. Is that a good idea?
I think that is absolutely a good thing to think about before you go shopping. You know, maybe if you have to go grocery shopping after work when you're very hungry, you know, maybe make sure you have a snack before you go. Stop at home if you can and have a little something. Definitely a good idea not to go to the grocery store hungry.
Yeah, because those end caps always get me. I go, I didn't know. Oh, boy, look at that. I love that.
I know that. It's so true. It happens to even dietitians, believe me. You know, you go all day, you get busy, and you kind of forget to eat, and then you just want to eat anything that's in front of you. So.
All right. What about specific tips, Dawn, for parents to help their children eat healthy foods?
That's a very good question. I think being positive role models ourselves is really important. So if the kids see us eating fruits and vegetables, chances are they're going to want to include them as well. Or if they see us drinking a lot of sugary beverages, you know, sodas and energy drinks, they're probably more likely to do that as well. I really think it's important to have our kids be involved, not only in like maybe picking out recipes, choosing the foods at the grocery store, and even help with some preparation at home. And I have to put a plug in for unplugging at mealtimes, really putting away the technology and try to enjoy a meal at the table together.
I know that most of us, me included, have weight loss as a goal when we're thinking about food. What suggestions do you have to make that easier for us to actually accomplish?
Right. I think that's a big thing for a lot of people. I think it's important, instead of focusing on what we can't have, we really want to try to focus on what we can add, including non-starchy vegetables. There's so many that we can choose from. So finding some creative ways to incorporate those more on a daily basis, I think, is very important. Not setting your goals too high for weight loss, you know, considering a 1 to 2 pound weight loss per week is reasonable. And this can be achieved by decreasing your calorie intake by about 500 calories per day. Activity is also another big factor, and just trying to incorporate some type of activity every day. And overall, I think just committing to the idea of healthy lifestyle and not just, you know, another fad diet or temporary activity, but really building it into your healthy habits every day.
You know, and I've been mildly effective with, but I think it's important, eating slower and also portion control. Just put less on your plate.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not going back for seconds. If we, you know, like you mentioned earlier, if we go to the store hungry, same thing if we sit down to eat our plate, we eat it super fast, we're going to want to go back for seconds. So, you know, I even encourage people, some people, to, you know, look at the clock when you start eating and have it take you, you know, about 20 minutes to finish that first plate. And if you do want seconds, maybe make sure it's a non-starchy vegetable that you go back to, more, you know, zucchini, cauliflower, carrots, you know, just green beans, things like that, and trying them in new ways, like roasted vegetables. They're so good.
What about, Dawn, what some of the common mistakes? I think we talked about some of these, but some of the more common mistakes that people make in their diets just overall?
I think eating the same things day after day. I think if we're, you know, trying to make changes in our diet, we get stuck eating the same things. This can become very boring and monotonous. So I think trying variety, you know, new and healthy recipes is helpful. And also, I think if people eliminate food groups or try to make too drastic of a change, this makes us want the food all the more a lot of times, and very difficult to stick to.
Yeah, sets us up for failure. What about some common mistakes that people make when they think that they're eating healthy?
Right, that's a great question. I think getting too many additional calories from things like energy bars or protein bars, especially if we're eating okay, you know, we're eating three meals a day and maybe some snacks, but we think that these energy bars or protein bars are good for us. They're actually just providing extra calories. I think drinking our calories are another mistake that we often make. I see like some fruit smoothies that can be just as high in calories as, you know, some fried food. So we have to be careful with those. They have a lot of added, you know, sugars, even honey and juices that can make them very high in calories. I think sometimes too, being misled by labeling, you know, despite an item being labeled as healthy or organic or natural, it doesn't necessarily make it a healthier choice. We still need to be careful, watch the ingredients, watch the serving sizes, and the sugar content.
And I suppose that, you know, I've been told as well that the salad bar is not always the healthiest place, especially if you pile on all the dressing that I do.
Right, exactly. We can turn it into a big cheeseburger for sure if we're not careful. So, yes, be careful. Go to the salad bars, but be careful, cautious use with the cheeses and the dressings. Maybe put the dressings on the side, but try to load up on the fresh vegetables and the salad dressing on the side. And even, you know, throw in some protein. The chicken and the beans are a great source, the garbanzo beans, pinto beans, you know, you can load up on those too.
We're talking to Dawn Zilke, clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN on the FHN Dialed Doc program. Dawn, I know that FHN has a great cafeteria called Cafe FHN. It's open to the public. Some of the meals, describe some of the meals and where is it located? Great cafe.
Right. The cafe does have a lot of great options. They're located on the first floor of the hospital. And the nice thing about the cafe is they have a lot of signage available that you can make, you know, kind of keep track of your calories, fat, sodium, carbs, and protein if you're interested. And they make it easy by having green and yellow leaves on the signage when they're good choices. And they have the exhibition station or the grill that's always available. They can make made-to-order omelets, of course, the salad bars we talked about, the farmhouse chicken sandwich. Those are all good options. And most of the main entrees come with a couple of sides that usually incorporate a non-starchy vegetable.
You know, I've been to a couple of restaurants, you know, like for a brunch kind of thing, and they've actually disclosed the number of calories for some of those items. Mm-hmm. And I've actually, even I'm one of the least healthy people around, but I've actually steered away from some of those. I mean, some of those breakfast buffet items could have, like, you know, 3,000 calories. It was amazing. And I actually steered away from a couple of those things.
Good for you. I think, you know, having that signage available, at least we're informed consumers then. We can make the choice if we want to, you know, incorporate those foods, but at least it gives us the choice and we can be aware that, you know, the calorie amounts or the fat content, things like that, that we can be making mindful choices.
All right. From a dietitian perspective, I'm going to ask you a personal question. What is your favorite healthy food?
My favorite healthy food, well, I'd have to say roasted vegetables. My family jokes with me all the time about this, but I think roasting changes the vegetables. It makes it quite a bit sweeter and almost caramelized, and I highly recommend it to all my patients.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree with you. What's your favorite indulgent treat?
Oh, anything with chocolate. Yeah, all right. It's hard to pick a favorite.
All right. And Dawn, last question. What are some resources for people who'd like to get more information about our talk today?
Some good resources. Well, of course, you can always talk with your doctor or nurse practitioner. They're a great resource. They could also send, you know, a referral to see a registered dietitian if you're interested. But I suggest, you know, if you don't have access to the internet, our local libraries are great. But some helpful websites that I tend to use, not only our FHN.org website, but eatright.org, diabetes.org. I often use myplate.gov. And then for apps that are really helpful, I think like MyFitnessPal and Calorie King, they have a lot of good helpful information.
All right, very good. I bet when you go grocery shopping that you just can't help it, but you look at other people's grocery carts and go, oh my God.
I do.
Yeah, I bet, you know, yeah. It's just part of your job, right?
I really try not to say anything, but I have to say when I see a cart full of chicken pot pies, it makes me really sad if there's no vegetables in the cart.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Dawn, great to talk to you. First time on Dial-A-Doc. You did a great job. Nice to meet
you. Thank you, Scott. Nice to meet you.
All right, great. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right, Dawn Zilke here today, clinical dietitian, food and nutrition service at FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.